ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, chapter number 9, and text number 39, answers by citing the Lord's version. Antarahita Indriya Arthaya Haraye Vihita Anjali Sarva Bhuta मयः विश्वं ससर्ज इदं सह पूर्ववत् अन्तर्हितेन्द्रियार्थाय हरये विहिताञ्जलैः सर्वभूतमयो विश्वं ससर्जिदं सह पूर्ववत् अंतरहित ऑन द डिसअपीयरेंस इंद्रिय अर्थाय अंटर द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ ऑल सेंसेस हरये अंटर द लॉर्ड Vihita Anjalihi, with folded hands, Sarva Bhuta, all living entities, Maya, full of Vishwam, the universe, Sasarja, created, Idam, this, Saha, he, Brahmaji, Purvavat, exactly like before. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of transcendental enjoyment for the senses of the devotees, Brahma with folded hands began to recreate the universe full with living entities as it was previously. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is the object of fulfilling the senses of the living entities. Illusioned by the glaring reflection of the external energy, the living entities worship the senses instead of engaging them properly in fulfilling the desires of the Supreme. In the Hari Bhakti Sudodhaya, 13th chapter, 2nd verse, there is the following verse, Akshnoho phalam tvadarsha दर्शनम ही तनोह फलम तादृशत गात्र संगह जीवा फलम त्वादश कीर्तनम ही सुदुर्लभा भगवता इह लोके. O devotee of the Lord, the purpose of the visual sense is to fulfill simply by seeing you, and to touch your body is the fulfillment of bodily touch. The tongue is meant for glorifying your qualities, because in this world a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. Originally, the senses of the living entities were awarded for this purpose, namely to engage them in the transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of the devotees. But the conditioned souls illusioned by material energy became captivated by sense enjoyment. Therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditional activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. Lord Brahma thus engaged his senses in the Lord by recreating the conditional living entities to act in the recreated universe. This material universe is thus created and annihilated by the will of the Lord. It is created to give the conditioned soul a chance to act, to return home back to Godhead. And the servants like Brahmaji, Naradji, Vyasji and their company became busy with the same purpose of the Lord, to reclaim the conditioned souls from the field of sense gratification and return them to the normal stage of engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. Instead of doing so, that is converting the action of the senses, the impersonalist began to make the conditioned souls senseless and the Lord also senseless. That is the improper treatment for the conditioned souls. The diseased condition of the senses may be treated by curing the defect, but not uprooting the senses altogether. When there is some disease in the eyes may be cured to see properly. Plucking out the eyes is not treatment. Similarly, the whole material disease is based on the process of sense gratification. And the liberation from the disease condition is re-engagement of the senses to see the beauty of the Lord, to hear His glories, and to act on His account. Thus, Brahmaji created the universal activities again. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Antarhitendriyarthaya Haraye Vihitanjali Sarvabhutamayo Vishram Sasarjedam Sapurvavat. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of the transcendental enjoyment for the senses of devotees, Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe, full with living entities as it was previously. So, Srila Prabhupada is taking this quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that the vision of the Lord is the fulfillment of enjoyment of the senses of the eyes of a devotee, not anybody else, in any condition. It is said that when Duryodhan was shown Lord's Virata Rupa, he did not appreciate at all. He became angry at the Lord. Not only that, he started chastising as if he is a juggler. Krishna is a juggler or a magician. You think you make me afraid by showing this magician form of yours? I will tell my guards to imprison you. And Krishna said, hey, try your luck, buddy. You can't imprison me. Krishna disappeared. And he got frustrated. A non-devotee cannot enjoy the form even of Lord Narsingadev. Demigods did not object while Lord Narsingadev showed such a ferocious form that no avatar has ever been exhibited. They have been witness of so many avatars during their lifetime. The demigods have seen so many avatars. Because in every millennium, they will come. More so in Satya Yuga. Little less in Treta. Still less in Dwapar. But none in Kali Yuga. Because even if he comes incognito, nobody will know him. So, only the devotees will appreciate any form of the Lord. But here, Brahma got beautiful vision of Hiranyagarbha, so much effulgent. And then turned into Gopal. So, it is such a joyous occasion for the eyes. Akshano hi phalam twadrasha darshanam hi. For the eyes, the perfection of the eyes is to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Tanoha phalam tvadrasha gatra sangaye. Even if we are allowed to touch the deities, we think our senses of touch is purified. Jihva phalam tvadrasha kirtanam hi. Right? And Sudurlabha Bhagavata ihaloke. Bhagwan and Bhagavata are non different. But just like Krishna is upon only his sweet will, he becomes visible. But the Bhagavatas are more visible than Krishna. But yet they are rare. Yet they are rare. So this applies of the same qualitative importance of treating the Bhagavatas. O devotee of the Lord, therefore the translation goes, the supreme purpose of visual sense is fulfilled simply by seeing you. And to touch your body is the fulfillment of bodily touch. The tongue is meant for glorifying your qualities, because in this world a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. A pure devotee is also engaged in such association of other pure devotees. Just like the intricate activities of an avadhut can only be understood by one who is liberated. Without that, we may not be able to understand. Vaishnavera kriya mudra vijnaneyana pujiya. So therefore, the conclusion comes to the bottom line of Vaishnavas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, they never underestimate the activities of Vaishnava. They are not ordinary. If they are engaged in Krishna's service, they are best situated. And they cannot be mistreated. They are not ordinary people. So it is very rare to find even a devotee. Okay, calculate. What is the significance of the numbers of devotees in the whole material world? And in, on the planet Earth, how many are devotees? How many are devotees? What percentage? It will be very insignificant, right? And amongst them, even pure devotees to be found is very rare. Does it mean devotional service is to be negated? Or it is not important? No. Even one moon is good enough, Prabhupada said. One moon is good enough to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. So even the thieves become afraid. So it is compared, the materialistic people are like thieves, and they become afraid when a devotee is around. So we should not underestimate the devotees. Here it is said, it's like you know, when we start an activity of an organized level, the first thing is a meeting that we meet and choke out the day's agenda. what is to be accomplished during the day. Isn't it? That is the corporate rule. So here also, in spiritual, Brahma's day is beginning and it has been started with the meeting with the Lord. And the order of the Lord has to be carried out. Every day the same routine Brahmaji is doing. Purvavat. Just like previously, during the onset of the day, he started the Visarga. He will have to do over and over and over and over again. Any activity, material or spiritual, that has to be organized on that. Our daily, in karmi life, our daily activity begins with our service to our body. How to organize, what to eat, how to take rest, everything. Because we are overseeing the not only creation, sustenance and dissolution, three aspects of our bodily configuration. Unknowingly also, we have to maintain the body. Because it has been created, and if we do not maintain, it will die. So there is an organized level of activity for even body. But as far as sense gratification is concerned, it is totally condemned. Because if we do not understand the purpose of the senses, is to connect us with the master of the senses. So, as far as devotional service is concerned, it is defined it. Sarvapadir vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesam sevanam bhakti rishikena. Rupa Goswami said that. Then, give up any conception, whether material or spiritual. Just engage the senses which are meant to serve the master of the senses. And that is called bhakti. Even don't interfere the transcendental conception. Because it might get you stuck in the knowledge level or meditational level. But not engaging your whole self in service of the Lord. So, without practicing the order of the Lord, or carrying on the order of the Lord, Brahma cannot recreate you. So impetus should be there, and the activity follows according to. If we violate and make our own interjections or interferences of our desires, then we'll spoil the whole purpose of the human form of life. Pure devotees like Ambarish Maharaj also uses the wholesale activity of the senses in engagement. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo vanchansi harir gunanuvaranam. This is on the same line. So therefore it is imperative that such qualities are carried by the Bhagavatas also. And therefore, Bhagavatam also describes. So, ultimately, it glorifies the Supreme Lord, who is of all the same qualitative nature. So, that platform of pure goodness is available to cultivate in this lifetime. No other lifetime, only this lifetime, in a human form of body. It is very rare. So therefore, Bhagavatas are rare, Bhagavan is rare. It's the rarest. Alright? But rarity is a qualification, not a disqualification. After all, How many customers are there for a real diamond? Prabhupada would say, how many customers are for real diamond? Very few. They should know the price first. And second thing, are they ready to pay the price? Then they should talk. Mayavadis are not ready to pay the price. So they construe anything and everything as Bhagwan, including himself. So this is very, very important to understand the fulfillment of the function of our senses is in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, senses. If we fulfill the desire or make Krishna's senses happy, not our sense happy, Krishna's sense happy, then it is the best devotional service. If we don't see Krishna, we don't see his senses. But how do you see? That is another question. We are taught how to see, not through the perverted reflection or its comparison. You cannot see Krishna. With the eyes of transcendental knowledge and detachment through the material world. It's expressed that one must become an instrument to cut the labyrinth of karmic activity through detachment. So acts of detachment should be there. Acts is acting as an instrument to cut, but acts cannot cut itself. There must be a handle. So a living entity or a devotee is acting like a handle to the axe. He doesn't have any capacity to cut. He's like a handle only. Handle cannot cut. It's made up of wood. But the cutting instrument is the knowledge. Right? And it should be used to strike according to the direction of Lord Krishna. So in this way, our senses have to be also engaged. To see the beautiful form of the Lord every day is the feast for eyes, it is expressed. Gratifying the function of the eyes. Eyes is, they are trained to appreciate the beautiful thing. But then when we learn how to see the beautiful form of the Lord during darshan arti, the function of the eyes will be fulfilled. Eagerness to have darshan is also very important. If you come after, then it is other way around, as if the Lord is having your darshan. You have come to give your darshan to the Lord. So the sense of fulfillment of devotional service will be to the one who shows how to engage his senses in favor of the Lord. Like that. So, the meeting is over. Brahma folded his hand out of obligation and he started recreating as he did the previous day. In this way, Brahma does every day, 30 days in a month, and 12 months in a year, into 100 of his years, and then he dies. According to the calculation, our Brahmaji has been in the age of mid-50s, around 56. Right? And you can imagine, even in the 56th age, he got every hair turned gray. Have you ever seen Brahmaji with black hair? No. Can you imagine so much entanglement otherwise? When a person is more entangled, general principle, that he accumulates so much worry that everything turns gray on his head. Isn't it? That is a common, whether it's really something which is beyond our knowledge of science, we do not know. But the general common sense dictates us that a person who is more entangled is more worried, and more worried can dry off his pigment, melanin, and it becomes white. This indication is applying to every living entity, and especially when the devotees are learning this, they become more confirmed in our daily routine, regular. To be regular means to engage in the daily routine, say morning program and evening program, both have been made compulsory by Srila Prabhupada. In between, work for Krishna. In this way, you will not be troubled. It's a perfect arrangement and very healthy physical, mental and spiritual health is preserved. So we must try to live that regulated life. Lord Brahma thus engages his senses in the Lord by recreating the conditioned living entities to act in the recreated universe. Recreation means it will be the same. Brahma creates all the species of life simultaneously. Not like what Darwin is thinking or today's modern world is thinking, even though it is not proven by them through the presence of any missing link. No. Darwin himself became missing link with this so-called theory that now they are doubtful. And Darwin already expressed in his treatise of Origin of Species that I'm not sure whether my thesis is correct or not. I'm not sure. And probably it may not be approved because Almighty Lord is more powerful. But people thought otherwise, how would we be able to remove God within our belief system? How should we? Because He is the only obstacle. When we think that God is not there, then we can live the life of sense gratification. They knew the root cause of their problem. How many years back? In late 1800s to early 19, they were very thought-provoking people. How to eradicate God, they knew. So when Darwin proposed that here it is, under the name of science, they said there is no God. So, then they challenged, if you are a man of science, you must deny God. You must deny God. Put your predominance by whatever rudimentary data that you may turn into a so-called evidence. The data is turning into an evidence. They have the same atheistic notion against the religion. In year 2001, when the new millennium began, this was cleverly organized by the Christians who had their agenda to spread Christianity throughout the world under the pretext of freedom of religion. And the scientists, because at that time they had also the agenda of putting the creation theory back into the school, creationist theory, what they call, because Bible describes the God's interference and he created. So, in the that year, there were targeted resolutions. There were four resolutions that they have to exhibit. First, they admitted, the United Nations. Adnan Kafi was the General Secretary. When he gave the speech, he said, we failed, we as United Nations failed to resolve the problems in four sectors. First is, we cannot stop the war because it is religiously oriented. Second, we cannot stop the pollution because it starts from the religion and misuse of the resources. The third one is we cannot remove the illiteracy. So our proposal is that we must execute freedom of religion, means let us allow to convert officially. These were the four propositions: the war, the poverty, illiteracy, and pollution. And therefore, the world religious leaders were brought together under one umbrella in United Nations. And they declared, we failed. Now it is up to you because you handle your congregation. You have more accessibility to your people. So, we want to resolve these four problems through you. Right? They already chalked out a resolution and they were circulating about this. And they made one Indian a scapegoat. They made him secretary for the conference. And he was running around. He thinks, I have a very prestigious position. So all the religious leaders are coming to me and begging, let them speak. And there was a process. You had to pay if you want to speak. So from India, about 375 delegates were there. ISKCON has to be one of them. But from India, I was sent. I was joined by, from Russia, Bhakti Vigyan Swami. And from USA, Ravindra Swarup, then several others were there. And we were just watching that what are they talking. So very first beginning was done by the science and the astronomers came and they presented a video presentation to say, you can't say on your belief system that God exists. But we are definitely telling you how the Big Bang theory works and creates out of nowhere. So, it's not a question. But because your belief systems is unchecked, we are showing you this, that the modern world, the world of science, is not going to accept your dogmas, anything. And most were coming from other, and they did not know English, so they would not understand what they were talking. But it was a systematic denial that we want to control the religion and the religious leaders without our sanction, our approval, you will not be able to preach. The atheists are imposing. Rest was a political agenda. Christians have conversion agenda and they were targeting especially the Southeast Asia. When Pope Paul came to India in January of the same year, and this was in August, all right? The conference was in August. In January, he came to Delhi and declared, in the first millennium, we won the South America and North America. In the second millennium, we conquered Africa and Europe. In the third millennium, we are going to reap the harvest in Southeast Asia. These were exactly the word. So the Buddhists were targeted. And most of the Buddhists do not know English. They came. And they were totally confused. And the secretary of the conference was Baba Jain. And he was a Jain. He was an atheist. But still, and he promoted Jainism as linking as if they are very tolerant and peace-loving people, you know. But atheistic theory, all right. So things were very much cowed and very organized way. And he was circulating the resolution prior to even the conference is over. So it was 3-day show. The first day was a simply cultural show. The very first selection was a Mayavadi who was a yoga teacher in New York. All right, his name is Bua, Swami Bua. And he was an old man. He was well known to retain his air while blowing conch shell. So longest conch shell display was supposed to be beginning. And he saw the august assembly of so many people, well situated in World of Astoria Hotel, where the President Clinton was coming and staying. And our sadhus were also warned, hey, Prabhus, do not hang your kopin out in the veranda or this. you hide everything and do not light incense because the alarm will go off. You know, you are not supposed to do burn the cow dung cake to do your daily thing. No, this is most prestigious thing. So Swami Bhuva had to start the conference by blowing the conch shell, auspicious sound. And he was so much mortified by seeing the august assembly, he could not blow at all. He could not even give a puff. Poof, poof, Remember, when sometimes the newcomer wants to blow the conch shell and how many trials he may be. So it happened to this longest, you know, breathe holding yoga. So like that, it was a fiasco. It was well organized thing. And the last day was for interfaith communications and others. So the Christians came. Why don't you allow us to convert your people? We want to share our wealth. They are our brothers. So why don't you allow us? Flat right, you know. And we will give you money. We will resolve your problem. All right? This is freedom of religion or purchase of religion. So and there was one witful person. He said, oh yes, we will allow you. Why don't you take them into your country and convert them? We have overburdened population. If you want them, go and keep them. Share your wealth with them. No objection. Oh no, we can't do that. You know, government regulations. Come on, give us a break, Prabhu. So in this way, a treacherous game has been going. We are not enlivened with this. Enlivened. I remember Bhakti Vigyan Swami, and we were at a rehearsal meeting prior to this conference. In the month of July, I was giving a seminar in Himalayas and then summer camp like that. So I cut short because Maharaj was coming a day ahead and we were supposed to be attending this pre-rehearsal of Indian sadhus, you know. They were Mayavadis of different orders. You know, Mahamandaleshwars and this and that. Ramakrishna Mission was there and so much. And it was under the auspices of the convener. He was past President of India, Ramakrishna. He was a convert Christian. So he has his own agenda to speak. Everybody was trying to represent their own ism superior than other. So there was no common consensus for the part of Indian or our Vedic religion. And Bhakti Vigyan Swami and myself, we were just sitting and nobody was calling us to speak. This is true. You can verify with Maharaj. So Maharaj said, we must do something. We have come from all the way. We should get at least 5 minutes slot. So when the conference was concluded, you know, then we said, wait, we haven't spoken yet. So then say they acknowledge, yes, you did not. And Bhakti Vigyan Swami started. So here we in Russia, we are trying to spread the Vedic religion, which you consider that your origin, and Hinduism is a misnomer, still you are not giving some importance to how to protect the religion. We are not only protecting, we are spreading the religion. And you are not considering us anything. Do you know how many Bhagavad Gita's we distributed? 1 crore. And everybody applauded. Wow. There was no applaud otherwise in the whole conference. This was the only one. And they say, yes, we know ISKCON, But then what? There is no unity. There is no unity among anybody. They can give you lip service or personal acknowledgement, but not on behalf of their diversified denominations. Diversified. The purpose of religion is lost. And poor Buddhist in that conference, they came, and most were illiterate, not knowing English. The Jains from the Hindu side, they called a special meeting for them. Do you know what is happening? And they said, no. So, sit down, we will tell you. They have targeted you guys. The Buddhism to smash. Southeast Asia means mostly Buddhist. And you will be wiped out. You better, get together. This was the only positive, feedback. Otherwise, the rest is a complete fiasco. We have to spend so much money. Do you know a room in World of Astoria, cost how much? It's a scheme. You can't afford it. About $3,000 per day and 9 days for 375 sadhus. Shoo. But because it's world conference, interreligious, all the religions have been invited, and then they have to bring the money somewhere. So the Modi groups, not our new prime minister, the Modis are also Jains, and they squeezed out a lot of money. Swaminarayan, they put up a lot of money, but they were allowed to speak. We didn't put nothing because we didn't need it. We know the conclusion, Prabhupada said. For us it was free. So it is like that. What are they gaining? There is no gain. It is simply throwing the responsibility from their head to our head. That was their head. Because they failed, they admit they failed in these 4 sectors. We can't stop war, we can't stop poverty, we can't stop illiteracy, and we can't stop pollution. Therefore, we have to open the door for conversion. Christians think they have a lot of money to spend around. All right. Take them to your own home and convert. Right? So anyway, the purpose of engaging in devotional service becomes so much distinct character of a devotee that such devotees are rare. Anybody who is engaged or engaging his senses in the service of the master of senses, they are very rare. Very rare. So thank you very much. I have to cut short. I thank you for tolerating me for all this torture. Anybody has any question? Quick. One question? Yes, Mother.
Can I ask a question that's not related to today's topic? Can I ask a question that is not related to today's topic?
I will try to answer.
This is the question. Why is it? What's the reason, the cause, that there are two types of jivas, the fallible and infallible?
Fallible and infallible. The cause for that is Ichha Dvesh. Fallibility is a separate desire from the Lord, which is generated from an element of enviousness. You know, Krishna is the most envious. He can't tolerate anybody claim his authority. It smashes him. You try.
But how come some jivas are nitya seekers?
Because they are wise. They want to please him. You know? Then, my dear Lord, we are nobody. They understand that what am I but made up of borrowed mercy of my superiors, like that. So it provides an infallible situation. Good. Yes.
And then Prabhupada mentioned something like a plucking out the eyes is not prescribed for controlling the senses. So why did Yoga Mahaputta board pluck out his eyes?
Oh, good, because eyes are coming from where? Which eyes? You have to see Krishna. Which eyes Arjun used to see? The Virat form. Divyam dadami te chakshu. These eyes are not made up of skin. They are divine eyes. So divinity comes from Shastra Chakshus, then it turns into divine Chakshu by the service attitude to the spiritual master. The Shastra says, Chakshudan diloje janme janme prabhuse divya gyan ride prakashita. This divya gyan is prakashita means shines out. It is right now covered. The cleansing will put up a transparency and it will shine out. After all, the soul is very divine. It has been covered. So cleansing will be there. So serving the spiritual master regularly through his instructions coming from the Shastra, this service attitude will bring about the divine eyes, vision, divya gyan ride prakashita. So you do not need these eyes. These eyes were the root cause for his fall down. Right? So what is it? Suradas was born blind. He did not have to pluck his eyes because it was not functioning. And yet, Krishna appeared to him. He had self-realization. He is a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a Brajabasi. So similarly, many devotees realized through the divinity exposed. And when the divinity is not exposed, then what is the question of, you know, it's a sentiment to have darshan. Darshan do ghanashyam, meri akhiyan pyaasi re. Kaun si akhiyan pyaasi? Means there is a famous song, then my dear Lord, give me darshan. My eyes are very thirsty to see your form. Anyway, thank you very much. Oh, I have to leave now.
Someone asked me this question. He was saying that you are following certain faith, and you say all the incarnations of God which you are praying, they all appear in your own country, in India.
Who said? Jesus was also said to be Shakti Avish Avatar. He happened to be in Jerusalem. But probably India was the only civilized part at that time. The rest was uncivilized. Why? Oh, with the discrepancy in aborigines is never to be taken into account. So Krishna wants to correct. India is the cradle of culture. See the history. And the discrepancy will be also starting from that. Corruption started from India and spread throughout the world. Everything begins from India. These modern Sanskritifiers, they do not know Charvak Muni. They do not yet. He said, Hrinam kritva dhritam pibe javad jivet sukham jivet. By hook or crook, get ghee. Because that is the standard of eating. I mean, happiness. Happiness can only be derived by eating. Atyahar. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.